Authentic education and the resulting culture of greatness. Real and effective education is just the beginning. It is just a start. The world culture that follows is far more. Today, your politicians cannot understand you. They are of a different culture. A lucky politician who simply could afford to sit on the election carousel for long enough to finally get picked is uneducated, unqualified, unprepared, unable, and uncultured, destined to become uncaring, if not downright unstable. They do not know how to do anything. They neither care nor know who or what you or the voters are. And there is no common aim for them to agree on. There is only whatever causes the least amount of static. This is precisely what lack of authentic education and the lack of culture of knowledge, wisdom, and the resulting greatness leads to. Not just lack of understanding, but the impossibility of it. All we have is the theory that real knowledge helps the students to inherit and synthesize wisdom, and as a result, they can rise to the challenges of becoming a great being. An independent intellectual, an authentic adult with insight and understanding. This means that they will have the incredible ability to make things happen as needed. Whereas today, politicians are desperately hanging on to prevent change and maximize their profit, the great beings of the future generations will easily push through all the divisions and grids, blocks, nets, and meshwork, passing through just as easily as water. They will just do what needs to be done to help human beings grow. No longer will a child inherit the poverty of their parents. All beginnings will become fair and equal and safe and free of punishment. There will never be a threat of hunger or homelessness, just the inalienable right to a safe and happy home. There will be no labels, and each human being will be recognized as an independent, great being. A power that can cause great change should there ever be a call for daring greatly. Real, effective, functional, enabling, active education is the first step towards a future that is worthy of all humanity. Without it, simply uneducated and desperate people who are stuck in poverty will be mislabeled as somehow broken. And what we really need is real education as soon as it is possible. It is true that schools cannot be fixed today. In fact, they are fixed in their place and may not be moved. But the delivery of culture of greatness can be made with narrated books. Books written by secular, clear-thinking beings held in high esteem by all the world's leading intellectuals. Whatever schools are today, books, so as long as seen as life-changing by the wise intellectuals, and so as long as they come in thousands, not just one or two, work just fine to upgrade a person's mind. It may be true that narrated books will always work better than schools. Either way, let them be your beginning, your independent self-education. Seek out the thousands of books written by great beings hoping to share well-earned wisdom and see what they have to teach you.